Welcome to Poetically Yours. I'm Yvonne Booth. Poetically Yours showcases poems by Northern Illinois poets. This week's poet is Christopher D. Sims. His poem is called...
How do you spell Kwanzaa? K-W-A-N-Z-A-A, K-W-A-N-Z-A-A, K-W-A-N-Z-A-A. What do you know about it today? Kwanzaa, the cultural gathering mattering to all kinds of Black folks. Black unity, culture, tradition, a mission bringing, a sense of understanding, hope. We hope in these times to find meaning, creativity, purpose, service, solutions with contributions to serve. From December 26th to January 1st, we burst into celebration with colorful candles, red, black, and green possessing power for what they mean. Red is for the shed blood of our people. Black is for our skin. Green is for the land where we are called African. During Kwanzaa, we exchange gifts daily. We demand more from ourselves, from our communities to further shape you, me, empowering our destinies, imagining all of the profound possibilities of a motivated, marvelous people. The principles are particular to victories that can last for infinity if we practice them consistently, continuously. Umoja, unity. Kujichagulia, self-determination. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujama, cooperative economics. Nia, purpose. Kuumba, creativity. Imani, faith. This is a testament, a message, a blessing from Bulana Karenga. We carry on. We light the candles. We rejoice. We give voice to our ancestral cultural values that value the human in you and us. In Kwanzaa, we must trust. How do you spell Kwanzaa? K-W-A-N-Z-A-A. 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 Let it light the path forward for a proud people today. Ashe, ashe, ashe.
For Poetically Yours, I'm Yvonne Booth.